very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
But stand up and ask God for a blessing. And I heard one lady one day, as they rolled her in the wheelchair, came up to the front. Somebody said, what can she do but praise God? She raised her hand, got up there and she said, Lord, I need a miracle right now. Lord,
and may the Lord bless it, keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard once again, my friend. Call a friend. Call a neighbor friend. Tell them to turn their radios on. Yes, friends, once again, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, asking you to pray over everything that you do, my friends. No matter what it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for God is, God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way for all of God's children. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. Today, friends, I'm going to talk to you about your situation because I know some right now are dealing with things they never dreamt they'd see before. I've talked to many that have had trouble with others around their home. I've talked to others that had situations on that job. Some right now are looking for a job and trying to get their lives turned around. No matter what you're facing, friends, no matter how long you've tried to turn things around, there's a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in need. Write down the telephone number, friends, and I'll be here with you here at the prayer room all throughout the day. That's telephone number 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, you just dial me right back. That's Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta. My friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. In the meantime, friends, there's always a way being made out of no way. Those of you right now that are dealing with that old problem in your body, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, even if you have a problem with your nature. Back in the days of old, friends, as I've said before, this might be your first time listening in. There used to be someone that always could go off into the woods with a croaker sack up their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can go to the fields the next day without a problem. Again, friends, I know that God's real. I know that if you have just that faith, friends, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed, you too can come through. You too, my friends, can turn that situation around. I'm going to play one testimonial for you and then get right back with you, my friends, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do.
Fine, I tell you the truth. Well, you know, here at home, things wasn't so hot because of that being out of hand, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that has to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And,
You are married?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I took your advice and did what you told me to do.
Uh-huh.
And everything came out beautiful. And everything been working very, very, very good.
And now you don't have to go to the doctor about it no more?
No more at all.
And you only, and I only asked for a donation once.
That's right. You only asked for one donation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still going on. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's wonderful. You can always go back. Because, you know, if you get that from the doctor.
Join us right now, my friend, for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're on the job or driving, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies, my friends, for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying with someone on the other side of town or they're in the same area that you live that's having the same trouble that you're having. Join us, my friends. 1 minute of silent prayer. The blood of Christ in your heart, my friends. Just 1 minute, my friends, in the name of Jesus.
I can live the
my God, my God, my God, my friends. I know that many right now are wondering how they are going to turn this new year in. We're writing many across the country, my friends, that are having different situations that they're facing, trying to get their new year started up. Right now, no matter what you're doing, no matter how long you've been trying to turn that situation around, whether it's a court case pending, whether your loved one has gone astray, whether you right now are dealing with those that are dealing with unnatural situations around you and you're wondering why, let's not wonder why, my friends. I'm here to show you that you too can turn that situation around. You too, my friends, no matter what you're facing, can turn it in a way that you can sit back and relax without having an old Satan sitting right at your front door. Write down the telephone number, friends. I'll be here throughout the day. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444.
All right, now what were you saying?
Yeah, he helped me real good yesterday. Mm-hmm. He really did. After he got through with the blinds downstairs, he went in the bedroom and he vacuumed the bedroom. Then he dusted, and then I went in the bathroom and mopped and waxed the bathroom. And he really did great yesterday.
Surprised you to death.
He did great. He didn't argue. He didn't say nothing. He just, you know, he really did good.
Like a brand new husband.
That's right. He really did good. I'm not lying. He really did real good yesterday. And then something that we hadn't been doing, kissing each other. So he kissed me when I got ready to leave, and hey, that was it. And I was shocked.
Still shocked, huh?
Yeah.
Because when you called, you wasn't even calling me about that, were you?
Uh-uh.
You just calling trying to get a hold of some,
yep.
Something else.
He was great yesterday.
So now that everything in your home is going good.
Going great. And then he told me, I called home just now, mm-hmm. And he told me he might come over here where I'm at.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Now, if you need peace in that home, you too can turn it around. If you want to learn how to dress around your own dwelling, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia. If I cannot help you through the power of God, my friends, I show enough to God will not harm you. I'll show you how you too can bring your situation together. Whether you have a physical problem, my friend, many of you know that we've been sending out all types of different herbal remedies for a whole lot of different situations for folks around the country and have been here for many a year. Write down the telephone number, friends. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. But I know, my friends, if you have just that faith, you too can come through. Again, write down that telephone number, my friends. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages with that master stroke oil prayer cloth and also a cross to keep with you now, my friends. Oh, my God. Oh, no matter what you're facing, friends, no matter how long you've been dealing with your situation, that book of Genesis to Revelation teaches us so much, teaches us about how many enemies we can have at one time and praying that they go on about their business, showed us that Satan is yet alive and God is showing up alive, showing us that we can pray that problem away no matter where you are right now or how many times you've tried to turn that situation to where you are praying. Oh, my God. Again, write down that telephone number, my friends. That's 404-212-2444. Whether you need peace in your home, write it down. Whether you have a problem and an enemy on that job, that telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. Again, those of you that are writing, my friends, that Trinity donation, $1 for the Father, $1 for the Spirit, for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Oh, my God. Now, my friends, here in Atlanta, we are praying that your brand new year that you're bringing in will be the year that you're praying for. And at the same time, right now, no matter what you're dealing with, you can turn it around there in your own home area before the new year gets here.
having your holidays warm and happy. Again, friends, I'll show you how to dress around your home. I'll show you how to pray over that situation. My friends, no matter what you're dealing with, yes, those of you that have that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, whether you have a problem with your nature that's on vacation, whether you have a problem growing hair on your head, or any other situation, my friends, we deal with herbal remedies and have been dealing with them for years. Oh, my God, standing over the stove is a problem, making it to the restroom in the middle of the night with that pain in your body. I can show you how to rid your body of that and at the same time grow to where you don't have to use those pills no more. You know, one time we used to talk about them. Well, yeah, go up to the medicine cabinet in your bathroom and you use it as a medicine cabinet because you don't have any room for your toothpaste. Oh, my God. Again, friends, write that telephone number down. Our time is drawing down. We ask that you pray with us as we pray with you. We ask, my friends, that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Those of you, my friends, that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your reach, after it's gone, friends, is something else to get it back. Oh, my God. Again, friends, that mailing address, once again, is Post Office Box 16903. Write that prayer request. We're going to lay it on the altar, my friends, and leave it there for you. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory. That's G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Friends, our time is drawing down. We ask that you pray with us as we pray with you. We ask you, my friends, not to give up and to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way for all of God's children. Just have that faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed, and you too can come through. Again, my friends, telephone number, once again, as we bid you adieu, it's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. You know, we can sit down here and talk about Job or old David. We can sit down here and talk about Joshua or Noah. But today, friends, we're praying with you over that situation that you are turning around and looking at face to face. And if you are in need, my friends, if there is a situation that you need to pray over or would love to pray over, I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up and to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you're doing, my friends. Again, that telephone number, once again, is 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Even while you're shaking someone's hand, you can have a prayer. Again, that's 404-212-2444. May God bless you, friends. May God keep you until we meet again. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.